You know, as we said, the vaccine rollout here in Hawaii is limited to how many doses are sent our way. Every Thursday, the state is told how much of a supply we'll receive the following week. The logistics can be problematic as health officials are trying to schedule as many people in the high-risk group without wasting the precious vaccines. AARP Hawaii is reaching out to our kapuna this weekend who may not have access to computers but have a phone. Executive Director Kaylee E. Lopez explains how the telephone town hall meeting is supposed to work.
The teletown hall this Saturday at 9 o'clock is a opportunity for people to call in, ask questions of our guests who are going to be Lieutenant Governor Josh Green and Dr. Sarah Kimball, who's the state's acting epidemiologist, to find out more about who's eligible to be vaccinated now, where are the locations for these vaccine distributions, and what's the process for either being able to call to register or go online to register to vote. I think folks are very concerned about Kupuna in particular, who might not be able to go online. And we definitely have some thoughts about what people can do to help them, but we are hoping to get a lot more information out via the teletown hall this coming Saturday.
There has been the push for the priority groups, right, 75 and older, and those with underlying conditions.
Right now, the state's in what they call Tier 1B, which are Kupuna 75 and older, and frontline essential workers. The next phase, which is once, I guess, state's able to get through this particular group, which might take actually about a month or two before they can get to the next group, which is the 65 and older, and then adults that have comorbidities. We have had some of the sites that have actually run out of doses and aren't taking any more appointments or have had to turn people away, which I know is frustrating for folks who have, you know, are anxious to get the vaccine. The good thing is that a lot of people in Hawaii want to be vaccinated, so that's kind of a good challenge. Hopefully with the Biden administration push to increase the amount of vaccines that will be coming to Hawaii, we'll be able to see a shift in people being able to get vaccinated. But at the same time, Catherine, I think the main thing people have to be is very patient. It's going to take a while. Not everyone's going to be vaccinated tomorrow, but everyone who wants to be vaccinated will eventually be vaccinated. It's just going to take a while to get through, you know, several hundred thousands of people who are in different phases of that tiered approach to be vaccinated.
And we have seen the mass vaccination sites here on Oahu. I think there were some hiccups on Maui. Anything else you can share with us about what's happening on the neighbor islands?
On the neighbor islands, Big Island in particular, KTA has been really great about helping with getting vaccinations also to care homes and being able to have some of those drive-through opportunities for people to sign up. But again, in a lot of these situations, you want to be able to get appointments, make sure you show up on time and get your appointments. But the challenge is really for many of these sites, Catherine, is they don't really know until the week before. So the state doesn't know until Thursday how much of vaccine they're going to receive Tuesday. So it's a little bit difficult to plan. I think they've worked out a lot of the kinks, especially on Maui. There was a little bit of hiccup, but I think they've worked out the kinks here on Oahu, being able to do the mass vaccination. The truth of the matter is, as soon as the state can get more vaccines coming into Hawaii, the community health centers, what they call federally qualified health care facilities, like your Waianae Comps and your community clinics, will also begin to provide vaccinations. And that's really going to be an opportunity for people in the community to have more ready access than they might have.
We did see the effort to roll out the vaccines at some of the care homes.
Yes. So the larger care homes that they are pretty much been taken care of. The state's done a really good job. In fact, I think Hawaii's the only state that had the smaller care homes, you know, that have 5 to 7 residents in them. It's the only state that's had that group prioritized, which is our kupuna who are frail and in these homes. And they've worked with the local pharmacies to actually go into those homes and vaccinate the residents in the community, throughout the community.
Yes, and then, you know, Queens had their mass vaccination site, HPH mm-hmm. did.
Well, Leeward Community College, they've done them at Castle. They've got some on the Windward side. So they've been these, what they're calling points of dispensing, you know, which are, you know, even UH had one. So there are, again, going to be, I think, more sites. The challenge right now for Hawaii and probably other states is getting more vaccines coming into the state. And so hopefully the state should see an improvement in that within the next week or two. You know, the other thing for people to keep in mind with these particular vaccines, they have to go for the second dose. So even once the vaccines come in, a certain amount of those have to be set aside to ensure those who already got vaccinated can then get their second shot.
Right. So at those larger mass vaccination sites, you had Queens, you had Hawaii Pacific Health. I know friends said they're getting theirs at Kaiser if they're Kaiser members. Earlier this week, we talked to folks down at Kalaupapa. So all of the patients and the health department staff and the nuns, they're all being vaccinated.
Right. As an example, Waianae Comp on my side of the island was providing vaccinations, but again, they ran out. So they're going to have to wait till the more vaccines become available, and they'll be able to start that up again.
Eventually, then the vaccines will be able to get to the private physicians' offices.
If not that, at least to pharmacies. At some point down the road, where just as you can go to your pharmacy to get a flu shot, ideally what they would have in place is also that you can do that. So that's probably going to work for the broader community when we get to, you know, the farthest or largest tier in some ways of folks having to be vaccinated.
And I imagine, you know, as folks keep up with the news, because we've had two of these variant viruses identified here in the community.
And the other thing really is still what we've been trying to get people to do, which is mask up and social distance. I mean, the best way to protect kupuna are those of us who keep going in and out of the house for work and whatever else to ensure that they're not bringing the virus into the home. And so even once people are vaccinated, it still is recommended that folks wear their mask for a while. So it's going to take a while before, you know, there's pretty much large herd immunity before people can move away from wearing masks.
Okay, but then again, this forum that you've got this weekend, an opportunity for our kupuna across the state to call in, ask questions.
Absolutely. So we would recommend that people register for that event, but you can also just watch on Facebook. It's a telephone town hall. And if folks want to be able to get into that event, it's going to be streamed live on Facebook. And then we'll also record it for another time. And people can go to our AARP Hawaii website to be able to get on.
Okay.
And so then our AARP Hawaii Facebook page.
So they can watch it later if they don't participate during
yes,
the actual thing.
If they miss it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one thing that's really nice about it, it's a telephone call. You know, if you register with us, you're able to basically get a call back, and you get a telephone call and are able to hear the program and then, like your radio show, Catherine, and then be able to ask questions of Dr. Sarah Kimball or the Lieutenant Governor.
That was Kaylee Lopez, Director of AARP Hawaii, talking about a telephone town hall meeting this weekend. It's a chance for Kupuna to ask questions about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout.